Safek ve'Taut be'Birkat Amazon. So there are sometimes that person would be eating, but that aspect he doesn't forget. The aspect that he made a beracha, beracha acharona, sometimes he would tend to forget. Sometimes there is such an issue. The person forgets whether he said Birkat Amazon or not. So the halacha is that all the rest of the berachot, if a person forgets, you don't say another time. Birkat Amazon, however, you would repeat if, however, you have to have few criteria met. If a person, let's say, would have more than sevia, more than the amount that it takes to be satiated, then it's a man and not a woman, and he has a doubt whether he said it or not, then he would have to repeat. But the question is, which aspect of the beracha of the Birkat Amazon he would repeat? So it's a machloket poskim, whether he would repeat the fourth blessing of Birkat Amazon or not. That means everybody agrees, Hazan et Hakol you would repeat, Al Haaretz v'Al Amazon, Bonei Yerushalayim. Up to here, or afilu the fourth beracha, which is Hato v'Ametiv. So that aspect is a machloket. But that means the last beracha is a machloke. So therefore, like always, being that it's safek berachot la'akel, Abu Adi Paskin, since the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is that since Birkat Amazon is the oraita, but which part of the Birkat Amazon is from the Torah? The first three blessings is the oraita, so you would have to repeat it. That's the only blessing, as I mentioned, by us Sephardim, that if we have a doubt, we would repeat. Any other blessing, including Birkat HaTorah, even though that many, many of the poskim hold also Birkat HaTorah is also from the Torah, but if a person has a doubt whether he said Birkat HaTorah or not, you cannot say it again. Maximum, you are Mehare. You think about it. You read the Beracha with your eyes. Then according to one posek, as the Shitat HaRambam, that when it comes to Berachot, afilu, when you do it with your eyes, you are Yotzeh, even though we hold you are not Yotzeh. At least, whenever a person has a doubt, you cannot say any other Beracha except when it comes to Birkat Amazon, and also only if you had Kedei Sevya, which is sufficient amount for satiation. So let's say, what about you had grapes, that unimaginable amount of grapes. You could have an unimaginable amount of dates. That's at the end of the day, beracha mein shalosh. That is, you say alamicha v'al kalkala, or ala ha'etz v'al peri ha'etz, ala gefen v'al peri ha'gefen. If you had wine, you had mezonot, you have any of the fruits, the five fruits that Israel has been blessed with, besides wheat and barley. So over there, even if you have a lot when it comes to fruits, when it comes to grape juice or wine, you would not repeat. The only time that you would repeat would be if you had a lot of mezonot that was baked, then you had more than dalet betzim, which is more than 8 ounces of it, and then you have a doubt. You had a lot of crackers, a lot of cookie, and you have a doubt whether you said beracha or not. Since once you have more than dalet betzim, which is more than 8 ounces of them, you would need to say Birkat Amazon anyway. So even though you ate cookie, but the beracha achrona would be Birkat Hamazon. So you would have to say Birkat Hamazon in doubt. But the last beracha, what do you do with the last beracha? Which is Hatov Ametiv. You have to say it by Hirur. Hirur. What is Hirur? You think about it. You cannot say it. And the last nekuda, this only applies by men and not by women. And by men, when they ate sufficient bread, Kedei Sevia, that they are totally satiated. And there is a time limit also. The time limit that the food has not yet been digested. If the food has been digested, that you feel hungry again, then it's too late. By the time that you remember, and you have a doubt whether you said the Beracha Achrona or not, Birkat Hamazon or not, the food has already been digested in your system, that you feel hungry again. So it's already too late. The minimum is 72 minutes when it comes to Birkat Hamazon. The maximum could be 2 hours. If you are still not hungry, that means the food hasn't been digested, you could still say, even if you have a doubt, that when you ate kedeh seviyah. You ate more than 2 ounces of bread. But this again does not apply to women. The reason being, why shouldn't it apply to women? Is because of the fact that is a question whether the chiyuv of a woman to say bikat hamazon is min haTorah or midrabbanan. They have to also say bikat hamazon, and they should say regular bikat hamazon. The question is, the chiyuv is midoraita or midrabbanan. The reason being, as I mentioned once before, machloket Rashi and Tosfot. Rashi says, is the reason, because he says, "Ba'achalta b'savata u'berachta et Hashem elokha al ha'aretz atova." You have to thank Hashem for the good land. Eretz Yisrael was not divided to the ladies. So therefore, based on this, since that aspect they are exempt, the whole Birkat Hamazon could be they are exempt in the Torah. The Gemara ends, that is questionable whether the chiyuv is the Oraita or the Rabbana. But they have an obligation anyway. So that is one explanation. Tosfot says, either rejects the answer of Rashi. Because if that's the case, Afilu Kohanim and Leviim should be. They also did, the Eretz Yisrael was not divided to Kohanim and Leviim either. So therefore, Afilu Kohanim or Leviim, if they have doubt whether they should say Birkat Hamazon or not, they should not be saying it. So Tosfot's answer is no. It says, Al Birit Chashe Chatamta Bivsarenu, Bal Torat Chashe Limattanu. Birit VeTorah. They don't have an obligation to learn Torah, and there's no brit. So therefore, when it comes to the ladies, could be the chiyuv is not the oraita. Because of that, if they have a doubt whether to say Birkat Hamazon or not, even if they have satiated themselves, they either have to say the hirhur or get a man or another person who is supposed to say for them. But this is only when it comes to doubt. And if they did not say Retzeva Achalitzenu B'Yom HaShabbat, for sure they have to repeat. If they know, they said the Birkat Hamazon, the ladies, but they did not say the first two Seudot of Shabbat, Retzeva Achalitzenu, has nothing to do with it. They would have to repeat Birkat Hamazon because there is a chiyuv to eat a Seuda on Shabbat, and you forgot to say Retzeva Achalitzenu, and that aspect also applies to the ladies.